Welcome to Scripture Beneath the Surface, an outreach of Preparation Ministries, a presentation to encourage God's people to embrace a life of holiness with purity of purpose. We realize that many may be offended by the encouragement to move away from the worldly lifestyle of today's church, but it is our hope that many will come to understand the message of 2 Corinthians 6:17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We bring this to you, for we believe Jesus is coming soon. Now here is our host, Randy Smith.
Hello. Thanks for being with us. Today, I'd like to talk to you about being born under the sun. This is the way King Solomon put it in Ecclesiastes. He also states in this same book of the Bible that God has set the world in the heart of men in order that they may not understand the mystery of God, which was established from the beginning. Mankind is physical, and our earthly life is under the sun, in the sense that we were initially created to live under the physical canopy of the universe rather than to live first in the spiritual environment with God. Angels and other heavenly beings are spirit beings and do not dwell as such under the sun of this earth. But we humans were first created as physical beings who dwell on this earth under the physical light of the sun, moon, and stars. So when Solomon referred to us as born under the sun, he was referring to us as being physical people instead of spiritual people. And the natural light of the sun, moon, and stars is our initial perspective of knowledge. If something is illuminated to us in this earth, it is because we begin to understand something that is logical from a physical standpoint. Mankind, being born under the sun, is not initially able to comprehend spiritual things. However, we know that through the spiritual understanding given to us through the ministry of Jesus Christ, man can become born again as a spirit being and can begin to understand the spiritual things of God. This is made possible in our born-again experience by the Holy Spirit of God coming to dwell within our hearts, thereby giving us understanding of things which are illuminated by the Spirit of God instead of being illuminated by the physical sun. Our earthly knowledge is illumination from a physical perspective, but our born-again experience brings us illumination through the Word of God. The Word of God is illuminated to us not because the physical sun shines onto the earth, but because the light of God shines into our heart. Mankind on earth, without being spiritually born again, is unable to comprehend the spiritual things of God. Until man becomes born again and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us, we cannot see things by the light of God. Until this happens, our spiritual eyes are blinded. We live in spiritual darkness until such time as we are born again in spirit and the light of God shines into our heart. Of course, prior to being born again, the earth is bathed in the natural light of the sun, moon, and stars. Mankind, prior to being born again, receives great knowledge, but this knowledge is physical knowledge instead of spiritual knowledge. Before we are born again, we walk in spiritual darkness. The only light we have up until the time we are born again is the light of the sun, moon, and stars. The sun, moon, and stars are the earthly light of unregenerated man. The only light that non-born again man has is the earthly light of the sun, moon, and stars. However, mankind manages to operate fairly well with just the light of the sun, even though he is ignorant of God's true light from above. In fact, most people do not realize that they are in a state of spiritual darkness. They think because they are, quote, under the sun, unquote, that they can see very clearly. Of course, in the natural sense, mankind has received great illumination of physical things, and their science and technology has come to be very well developed in these last days. However, it is only Christians who have learned to depend on the light from God's Word instead of depending completely on their own illumination from the sun, moon, and stars. For Christians, their dependence for light is on the Word of God. Christians can quite easily understand spiritual things, and they don't need the light of the sun in order to do that. In fact, a person who is physically blind can still have the illumination that comes from God. God's light can still shine on a person who is physically blind, and they can still see the deep spiritual things of God just by the light that comes down out of heaven. But earthly man still depends on the earthly lights of our universe. Those of this earth who reject the Word of God walk in spiritual darkness. The Bible refers to this as having scales on their eyes. Scales on their eyes refers to fish scales, in that fish are symbolized in Scripture as people who are still floundering in Satan's sea of destruction. Satan is referred to as Leviathan, or as the great serpent in the bottom of the sea. In a spiritual sense, the people of earth who reject the light from God's word are in darkness, just as fish swim in the ocean and are cut off from light from above. We know that the natural waters of the sea prevents the light of the sun from penetrating very deep, and that the darkness increases as the depth of the ocean increases. God has created the world to symbolically represent that the light of God's word also decreases according to the depth that earthly people are caught up in the lies of Satan. The oceans in Scripture represent Satan's lies. These were the waters below that were separated from the waters above in Genesis 1:7. In those verses of Genesis, God explains that the waters from above represented the pure Word of God which comes down out of heaven, and that the waters below were the waters of the deep which represented Satan's seas of destruction, his sea of lies, his great abyss. In Scripture, Satan's waters from below have always sought to come upward and overflow the solid ground in an attempt to drag earthly man from their solid foundation and drown them in Satan's sea of destruction. We know that according to the symbolism of Scripture, Satan will attempt to overcome us with his lies, and that the result of succumbing to those lies is that we would lose our sure footing on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, and would be caught in the miry clay of the lowlands by the sea, and would eventually be dragged into Satan's sea of destruction and meet our eternal death. The sea is a great body of water. The creatures of the sea are hindered from comprehending light, and at the very bottom of the sea, in deep waters, are creatures who live completely void of light. They exist only in a state of total darkness. This is representative of those people of earth who have been kept in a state of spiritual darkness by the lies of Satan, which have convinced them that God's light is not true. Of course, the people who reject God's word are not really physical creatures of the sea of destruction, but are actually humans, such as you and I, but have no comprehension of God's truth. For these people, the light of the sun, moon, and stars are the only light they have. They cannot comprehend the light of God that shines down out of heaven. They cannot comprehend the light that is revealed to them by the Holy Spirit of God. They cannot comprehend the Word of God because they only have physical eyes, which can only see by the light of the physical sun. They have no spiritual eyes, which can see by the light from God's Word. It's this dependence for knowledge from the earthly light that actually destroys mankind. Yes, God has created man to be born under the sun, But man's future does not lie in remaining ignorant of God's Word. Although mankind operates fairly successfully on this earth, and his knowledge at this time has become very great, yet his spiritual eyes are darkened, and the scales on his eyes prevent the spiritual light of God's Word from entering. Scales on the eyes of the wicked mean that they are like fish in the sea. The scales block out the true light, and they swim in waters which are owned by Satan. And unless they come out of the sea and stand on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, they will eventually pass from their current physical existence under the sun and into an eternal hell. When the Bible talks about the Apostle Paul, who was first called Saul, it tells us that on the road to Damascus, the man Saul was struck down by the light of God. Scales formed on his eyes, which eventually demonstrated to him that he was blind to the illumination of God's Word. Although he thought he could see perfectly clear previously, he was wrong. Although he had sought to persecute the early church for the purpose of serving God, he was ignorant of the true light and was only seeing from the natural viewpoint of man. The scales God put upon Saul's eyes helped him to realize that he had been blind all along. When the scales were finally removed, Saul understood that the true light from God illuminated the righteousness of Jesus Christ. In this world, every Christian goes through a similar process. Each one of us, prior to becoming born again, walk in darkness. We have scales on our eyes. We have the light of the sun, moon, and stars, yet we are blind. When we finally begin to see this spiritual light from above, then we finally come to realize that God is truly the Almighty God and that Jesus Christ is His Son. Until this born-again experience takes place, mankind walks this earth in a state of spiritual blindness. The sun is the only light he has. Of course, unregenerated man does not realize he is blind. He opens his eyes in the morning and he sees the sun. He looks around himself and views the hills and the trees. He looks at the soil and recognizes that it is time to plant the seeds. Because he thinks he can see so well, he invents a plow to till the soil. He tames the ox to pull a plow, and he eventually harvests his fruit. In time, he invents the tractor, and of course, the list of other scientific inventions never ends. All this time, mankind sees through physical eyes and understands from a physical viewpoint. He thinks the light he receives from the sun, the moon, and the stars are sufficient to supply him with all the knowledge he needs. He thinks he can really see. He invents other things, including weapons of war. By his earthly knowledge, being a man born under the sun, he expands his borders and enlarges his coast by using the power and force of his own hands. He stretches out his hands and takes that which he wants, yet he never knows that God is watching and that there is other light which he could receive. He continues to rely on the physical light of the universe. Christians are born again and have therefore come to realize that being born under the sun is not their final destination. They've come to realize that the illumination that comes from physical light is not the pure knowledge of God's Word. They have come to realize that God is a spirit and that He is the Almighty God and that this world is just a puff of smoke, a temporary existence with a temporary illumination by a temporary sun, moon, and stars. We know that in the new earth, after the heavens and the earth have dissolved, the only light that will exist at that time is the light of God. We know that in the new heavens and the new earth, there will be no sun because God is our light. In this earth, those who reject the light of God's Word still rely on the sun, moon, and stars. Yet, the days of mankind's knowledge from the physical viewpoint will soon come to an end. The Bible tells us that after the Great Tribulation ends, the sun and moon will be darkened, and the stars will withdraw their shining. This is not describing a physical event. Sure, those who have never been born again can only comprehend this as a physical event. But as born-again Christians, we realize that the darkening of the sun and moon and the stars falling from the heavens symbolizes the end of mankind's reliance on the physical light of the sun and moon. The Bible tells us that the sun will be darkened, the moon will lose its light, and the stars will be dimmed. It will be at this precise time that unregenerated man will lose what they have depended upon most. Unregenerated man, who has depended on the sun, moon, and stars to keep them from walking in darkness, will suddenly find themselves floundering in darkness. No, the physical light of the sun will not actually be physically removed. The darkening of the sun, moon, and stars is a symbolic reference demonstrating that the illumination of man's understanding will dim. The physical eyesight they trusted in will cease to operate, and the knowledge they trusted in will fade away. Earthly man, at that time, will begin to stumble and fall, as blind men do when they grope in darkness. The sun and moon are the physical illumination of man's knowledge. It is because they can see through eyes that depend on the sun and moon that they can create inventions, and it is by their dependence on physical light that they move about on this earth and continue to develop their science and technology. What the Bible refers to when it says that the sun and moon will be darkened and that the stars will withdraw their shining is that physical man's understanding will suddenly flounder. The knowledge they have gained through the illumination of the physical sun will suddenly begin to erode, and all their science and technology will begin to crumble. Mankind, in these last days, has come to depend on his own earthly knowledge instead of depending on the true light from God. Unregenerated man has come to depend on his own science and technology through the light of his own eyes instead of depending on the Word of God. The darkening of the sun, moon, and stars is a symbolic statement which means that the earthly knowledge of mankind will begin to dissolve. The order of things on this earth that have long been established will begin to crumble. Things will begin to break down. Isaiah refers to this event, and that the chaos that will erupt will be so great that earthly man will be powerless to fix everything that goes wrong. Isaiah 28:19 tells us that earthly man will be unable to stop the problems, for the catastrophes will be so extensive that there will be no possible way to fix all the things that are going wrong, and in fact, the people of this world will struggle just to understand the report, let alone being able to repair it. This means that the world system, which has been set in place by Satan through the science and technology of mankind, will falter. The science and technology that mankind has come to depend on will go haywire. Things will go so wrong that nothing will work right. Electricity may not operate within its normal boundaries. Computers may malfunction, and automobiles cease to operate. As one thing after another begins to go wrong, the world will be in a state of total frustration. They will struggle in their attempt to repair the things that break, but because the laws of nature will be changed, they will be unable to alter the damage. They will even have a hard time just understanding the report of all the things which have broken down, and will be powerless to stop it. This is what will take place when the sun and moon are darkened and the stars withdraw their shining. This is the day when the sun is covered as with sackcloth of hair and the moon turns to blood. We know that the Bible describes this event in several portions of Scripture, but it is always pointing to the time of the last days, when Jesus Christ arises to terribly shake the earth. Unregenerated man will fear and quake because of the things that are coming upon the earth. However, we know that Christians are promised that this will be a time when we can look up because our salvation draws nigh. The sun and moon darkening is a promised event that will bring about our long-sought salvation and the day that we will rise to meet the Lord in the clouds of heaven. That is a day that we as Christians look forward to. No, we do not look forward to the chaos of this earth when the wicked will finally lose their confidence in their science and technology, but we look forward to the day when we see these things come to pass and recognize that our salvation in Jesus Christ is near, and that He is even at the door. This is a day that we can truly look up, for the days of our sojourning will have come to an end. It is a day that we can look up and rejoice, for though the sun and moon will be darkened, and the wicked of this earth will lose the illumination they have depended on, Christians will receive the light that comes down from heaven, from the throne of God, in a greater way than ever before. I don't know about you, but I can hardly wait until that day.
We hope you are enjoying today's message, Born Under the Sun. If you would like a copy of today's program, listen after Randy's closing thoughts for our contact information. As long as the Lord enables us, we will provide all of our materials free of charge. Please be assured that you will not be asked for any donations. We believe that God will supply our need as He sees fit. God's Word is freely given. Now, once again, here's Randy.
The wicked of this world trust in the power and might of their own hands. Christians trust in the Lord God of heaven. Yet, we all know that when things begin to go wrong, we have a great tendency in our natural state to get frustrated. When things go wrong, we try to fix them, which is the normal thing to do. We humans operate fairly well within these simple guidelines up until the point when we find ourselves floundering with something that we can't seem to fix, no matter how hard we try. In this life, when something goes wrong, we do have to try to fix it. But there comes a time, more often than we would like, that the problem just can't seem to be solved, and we find ourselves becoming frustrated and angry. Frustration is not a normal state of mind for Christians. I'm not saying that Christians don't get frustrated, but that Christians and non-Christians always do. However, because God has given us His Word, and because we Christians believe that Word, we also believe that God will help us in our time of need. Yet, there is a significant temptation to let our frustration turn into anger. Anger is when Satan gets the upper hand over us. Anger is when we cross the line between control and losing control. The anger we feel may either be focused against ourselves or against someone else. Anger is always focused against someone else, and someone else always gets the blame until we come to a point that we can find no evidence that the problem was caused by someone else. If we humans can't find someone else to blame, then we begin to blame ourselves. The result of anger is that someone gets beaten. If the blame can be put on someone else, then we will begin to be angry at them. We will beat them either physically or mentally, and we will do this either outwardly directly toward them, or we'll just complain inwardly, raving and ranting about that stupid so-and-so who is causing me such misery. However, if we can't blame someone else, we will beat ourselves. This is Satan's plan, and it works for him most of the time. But, you know, God never intended us to turn our frustration into anger, whether projected at someone else or even toward our own selves. God's intention is that we turn our frustration into peace by looking to God, who overcomes all our problems. It is Christians who have learned, at least partially, to place their trust in God and to cease from their anger. However, the wicked of this world have not learned this. When the sun and moon are darkened, the wicked will be angrier than they have ever been before. Christians, beware. Don't let yourself trust in the light of this world. Place your trust firmly in the light from heaven, so that when the sun and moon are darkened, you will have the peace that passes all understanding, for you will know that your salvation draws nigh.
Thank you for listening to Scripture Beneath the Surface, an outreach ministry of Preparation Ministries. If you would like a copy of today's message, please contact us and ask for message number 139, Born Under the Sun. We have available a list of our messages with a short explanation, CDs, and written transcripts. We have available a study on Revelation 13 entitled Image of the Beast, and a study on Revelation's short synopsis John wrote in chapters 12 through 14. Our email address is preparationministries@gmail.com. Preparation Ministries is all one word. The email address again is preparationministries@gmail.com. Our postal address is Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. The address again is Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. We now have a web page so you can listen and download anytime. It is preparationministries.net. For more information, comments, and questions, please contact us. We would like to hear from you. If you would like to speak to Brother Smith, please call him at 269-763-2114. Thank you again for listening to Scripture Beneath the Surface, and may God bless.